This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion. Glad to have alongside with me Sarah Rigg from Concentrate Media. Concentrate Media, of course, is the originator of this project. We are the proud media partner, and it's been going on for about 18 months now, a little more than 18 months. And congratulations to the On the Ground Ipsy team. They won an award last Friday, and I wanted to make an official note. A WEMU congratulates you all for that tremendous work in our community. That was a community service award. Tell me exactly.
Community partner award from Engage at EMU.
Right. Awesome. And so happy to see you at that celebration there where we were talking about that. It was interesting. They had great local food. You know,
they did,
many
yeah.
places are like, hey, there's food, and it's from all local restaurants. So I was really happy with that. Nice surprise.
It was
there.
My first exposure to go ice cream, and it was excellent.
Wow, you have waited way too long
in your life
to have your first go ice cream. I hope you have many more go in the future. And may I recommend the special flavors that they have on a rotating basis? You never know what you're going to get. One week it's blueberry, the next week it's something with curry in it. You know, and they're all wonderful. I have never had a bad one there. This is not an endorsement for go ice cream by any stretch of the imagination. This is just one person who enjoys eating saying that I really enjoy go ice cream, and they're a local business, so we love supporting them too. So Sarah, good morning. Now that we're done talking about ice cream, concentratemedia.com, concentrate82 on Twitter, concentrate media on all other social media platforms. Still waiting to see for your MySpace page to pop up. I'm waiting what your default song will be when you try and get friends on MySpace. But what'd you go out and report on this week?
I sat in on a fairly new program, less than a year old, at the Ypsilanti Senior Center. It's called the We Care Connect Memory Cafe, and their tagline is more than just a cup of coffee.
So what was the thing you were looking at there? I mean, why were you reporting on this? What were you really looking for to tell our community?
It's an interesting model because there are a few other support groups in the Washtenaw County area for sort of emotional support or resources for people who are dealing with Alzheimer's and other types of memory loss and their caregivers. But this one specifically focuses on socializing and more of the fun part and less of the sad and frustrating part and more of the fun stuff.
And who did you bring with you today to chat about this?
I brought Monica Prince, who is the director of the Senior Center, and Shonda Gibbs, who is the administrative assistant.
Awesome. Thank you, Monica and Shonda, for being here this morning. So happy to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have to admit, I didn't know a lot about the Ipsy Senior Center before Sarah brought this up. I knew that it existed. Didn't know a lot about the programs or who goes or what it's all about. So, Monica, why don't you give us a brief overview first about what is the Ipsy Senior Center, maybe where it is and what folks experience there?
Yeah, we're actually a well-guarded secret.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know about us, but the Senior Center actually was established in 67, and it has been a senior center ever since. We have all kinds of things going on. It's for anyone over the age of 55, but I also say I don't check IDs. So
over 55 at heart.
Yes.
Okay.
There's some people that sneak in and they're younger. But we have exercise classes. We have art classes. We have a writer's group that meets once a week.
Now, Sarah mentioned the socialization piece. It kind of sounds to me, and maybe I'm not giving a great summary, but it sounds like a place where people older than 55 in our community can just go and have something to do with other people each day.
Exactly.
You know, rather than staying in their home as a shut-in or, you know, being afraid to venture out to the unknowns of the community.
Yeah.
This is maybe a safe place to...
Yes, definitely. It's one thing we have Monday through Friday every day is a lunch program, and it's very reasonably priced for anyone over 60. Because it's a federal program, we have to keep that 60 age limit there. People younger than 60 can come, but they have to pay $5.25.
All right.
Those over 60 or 60 or over are they have a $3 donation. And so because of that, you can get a cheap meal, and it's really healthy, and it's a congregate meal, so people just sit around and talk.
And Monica, how long have you been with the center?
I've been for almost 15 years.
Oh, wow, so this is a good question for you. What has changed in the lives of those over 55 in our community in that time, and how has the Senior Center adapted?
One thing I've noticed is that when I first started, it was more of a club for seniors, and they dictated what was going on. With the baby boomers coming up and the generation's a little bit different, and it's more program driven now.
They want a schedule of events, euchre on Monday.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. People come on Monday for an exercise class, and that might be it. They may leave after that and not come back. There are still other people that come for art class and then exercise and then bingo and, you know, just progress all through the day.
And you have your everyday folks as well?
Yeah.
All right. So there are still some people who are just, that's their hangout outside of their home. They're hanging with their friends and meeting new ones and doing the activities too. It sounds interesting. First, before we talk to Shonda, just if people are thinking, man, I want to stop by and check this out, where are you located?
We're at 1015 North Congress. And we're right at the corner of Congress and Oakwood.
Okay, is that Normal Park?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, it's right at Recreation Park.
Okay, awesome. So perfect. People might know where that is, but if you drive by.
Right next to the pool.
And if you've never been before, is it an intimidating thing? I mean, walking in, there's like gatekeepers and people, you know, tackling you.
Definitely not.
No? Okay.
It's a very, very friendly place.
All right, so if you're an introverted person, maybe a little anxious about getting out and meeting new friends, it sounds like you might have a...
somebody will come up and talk to you.
You have your ambassadors. All right, Shonda's raising her hand. Shonda, are you an ambassador? Are you running out and tackling the people as they come in? Let them all know. Hi, Shonda.
Hello. No, I do not tackle, right. But I make sure that I greet them with a warm welcome, a hug, to ensure that they're welcome and they feel it, they sense it.
Good.
That is my overall approach to engaging new participants that are coming in, that are fairly new to continue to have that consistency of that welcoming, homey environment.
Do you kind of have some people, too, that step up a little bit as ambassadors, you know, the people that are there every day, and when they see somebody new, they're going to run over and say hello? All right.
Yes, we have quite a few of them, and they love the senior center. I
mean, is this kind of like high school where there's like cliques, like the jocks and the cheerleaders? And
No. But in Monica's time,
why not?
Right.
No, we have in the past had some of that.
Yes.
But.
There's like a cool kids that wear the leather jackets.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
Their own seats. You know, they had their own seat for lunch.
Yes.
So let's talk about this We Care Connect program. You know, there's an awful lot, I think, on people's minds. We talk about aging in our community. Certainly, the near future, as you mentioned, the baby boomers coming in, the population of who's going to be over 55 in our community is going to increase. Obviously, needs change. So I guess, first off, why did you see a need to have a memory care program at the senior center? What made that important to the senior center?
Well, the first thing we saw was we had a series of lectures or talks on Alzheimer's or dementia, and we were sort of surprised at how many people came forward and started talking about how they were experiencing it. They were taking care of a loved one, or they knew of somebody that was. And we decided that we needed to do more for those people, not only for the people with memory loss, but particularly for the caregivers. A lot of times they're left alone. They're struggling on their own to try and figure out day-to-day living.
Right. So you're talking about maybe like a retired husband and wife living at home together. One has an issue with memory-related condition.
Okay. Or sometimes it's a daughter that's taking care of their father.
Oh, great.
You know, there's been different situations
so
like that.
So what is the program itself? Have you seen some other folks coming in and talking about reasons why this would be important to them?
Yes, as Monica mentioned, during the series of presentations that Hope Dementia Ministries came to educate the community, we found out that it was a great need. And by me being a social worker, my background is a master level social worker and doing clinical work with older adults in the home and significant amount of time working at the Alzheimer's Association as an intern. So my experience, knowledge, competency relative to this topic, this target population, when Monica mentioned we need to do a little bit more, okay, let's run with this. Let's do something. Let's provide some additional resources. And as Sarah had mentioned earlier, okay, we're going to make this different. The memory cafes are popping up all over the place, but we want to be unique and different for this target population, not focusing on the negative or the stigmatism associated with this target population or this disease, but create an environment where, hey, this is a place that you're not alone. Again, going back to that welcoming environment, a safe, judgment-free environment where individuals can come, meet one another, receive resources because, hey, you know, we can provide the resources for them to maintain the quality of life and to walk this journey not alone.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What are the resources available to individuals that come to the senior center? What are they going to experience?
Well, when they come to the senior center or the memory cafe?
The memory care piece of it,
memory cafe.
Yeah.
Well, we partner with the Alzheimer's Association, so, and I'm also one of their caregiver support facilitators at one of their locations. So whatever the participants, because it's them, we just facilitate. They communicate to us. We want to ensure right at the beginning, you communicate to us what you need, and we make sure that we provide, you know, whatever resources, whether it's support group. We've partnered with, you know, a local pharmacy. We have individuals in the community come in. We had Judas Family Services come in. We had at-home pharmacy to come in to assist with medication review, whatever that is deemed necessary for this, for the caregiver and the individuals in that early stage to moderate stage for them to have a say-so in their level of care. So we want to provide those type of resources to make sure that they have whatever they need, whatever that is needed to move along this journey. So,
and what kind of positive outcomes are you seeing? What difference are you making in people's lives?
We've seen a lot of differences. It's been great.
Okay. Absolutely.
There was one person that came not understanding why her husband was doing a certain thing. And it was during a time what we called getting to know you, but we liken it to speed dating.
We were trying
to figure out what to call it, but I think we're going to stick with the getting to know you.
Okay, all right.
And what we do is have little tables of four people, and then after about 5 minutes, we had some questions that they could, you know, just start conversations with each other. And then after about 5 minutes, we ring a bell and they have to go to a different table.
Okay.
And in doing that, we discovered that there was one person that, because she wasn't with her husband, she could talk differently.
Oh.
And she just was able to say some things that she just didn't realize that somebody had an answer for. And we ended up getting her involved in a support group, and it's just been amazing the change between the couple. Is there was always a little tension at first, and now it's like they're working together.
Well, it is interesting. I think a lot of us think we're suffering through something alone, whether it's our personal issue or an issue with a loved one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times we're afraid to reach out for help because we don't want to be told there's nothing you can do. But in this case, in many cases, there's plenty you can do to improve your quality of life and the quality of life for your loved ones.
Yeah.
So that's a great example. What are people experiencing that they might be thinking, maybe I don't know whether I want to be a part of this or whether I need these services? What are some things that people might be experiencing that would lead them to you, that you might have advice for somebody? You mentioned, you know, the frustration between a husband and wife and inability to communicate, not knowing why the husband was exhibiting certain behaviors. And is that common, or is that, you know, what paths lead people to reach out a hand and say, you know what, I might need a little assistance here?
The assistance is a good thing, and we, you know, there are a number of things. My experience, at least, is it's always a confusing time. Because for one thing, the partner that has dementia can't explain what's going on with them. And it's like you have to pick up clues sometimes about what's going on. The other thing about the Memory Cafe is we just want to have fun. We want it to be a relaxing time that they can forget that there's other things right. going on.
Yeah. To add along with that, there, by me being a facilitator, so a couple of weeks ago or last month, we have a couple brand new in their early stage, you know, the mm-hmm. early diagnosis. And to assist the wife to care for her husband, they're active, very active. And the concern is, as the disease progresses, will they lose that? So I mentioned to her about the Memory Cafe. Why? Because they're active. You know, they want to get out and they want to maintain that independency in that couple, you know, experience that they have. And so they came and they really enjoyed it. And so we want to make sure that, hey, initial diagnosis, it is confusing. It is, okay, what do we do now? Where do we go? Right. You know, and again, it's the stigmatism that's associated with the disease that we're trying to diminish a little bit. And just recently, last month, we had Elite Cruises. It's a family dementia cruise. And so we had Kathy all the way out from Illinois to Skype with us to present her services to caregivers and right. individuals, not only experience Alzheimer's or related dementia, but MS, any disability right. that.
That's physically. A great point, though. I think so many people think that many portions of your life might be over with
Absolutely.
Once you're progressing down this path, and you're pointing out that even things like cruises, there are resources available.
Absolutely.
You can keep traveling. You can keep enjoying the life you've been used to.
Absolutely.
You just need a little bit different assistance on the back end, but everything else is handled. And
yes.
It sounds like you have a bit of a caring community going, too. Do you keep an eye on people as they progress through this? I mean, are you watching people that come to the senior center and just maybe saying, hey, you know what, if you ever need assistance with something like this, I mean, I know you're not, you
definitely,
know. Okay.
Definitely. We, I mean, we have some members that are also long distance caregivers that come regularly and they just sit and talk. All they want to do is tell us what's going on. And that's great.
Right.
I mean, because there has to be an outlet
right.
for
somebody. It's almost a form of therapy at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Just somebody to have a chat with outside
Although
of the
we're
person.
Not therapists.
No. But, you know, a kind ear sometimes
yes.
can work just as well. And if that's the only resource they're willing to go to, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're still doing a service for this community because people taking care of other people really need an outlet.
Yes.
They need
exactly.
a person to talk to.
Absolutely. And, you know, even with our members that are not participating in the Memory Cafe, because we do have a few older adults that a caregiver may come to us and say, hey, I'm seeing some symptoms and some signs, and we can kind of like direct them to the resources, you know, like the Alzheimer's Association or, like I said, you know, the background and the area of expertise to share the resources and where to go to, you know, get diagnosis, as Monica said, to have that supportive
right.
ear, whatever that is needed. We're more than just a cup of coffee, you know, as the Memory Cafes that have manifested across the United States. We want to be that support because connected, if you ever see our title, connect is in all caps because we want to correct 360, connect individuals, caregivers, 360, peer relationships, community resources, home away from home,
right.
you name it.
And I know that from the research I've read, when somebody is progressing down the path of something that's degrading their mind, you know, there's many conditions associated
yes.
with that, but that it seems like if you do it alone, if you become a shut-in, that your chances for any sort of recovery or any sort of life quality improvement are pretty low, that you're going to progress pretty rapidly
the more
you're on your own.
Yes.
So opportunities like this, you're seeing positive outcomes?
Yes, okay. absolutely. Since we started last year, we consistently had about 20 individuals, that includes couples mm-hmm. or families, because we do have cousins, you know, we have other relations. They're coming. We start, the Memory Cafe is from 2 to 4. They arrive like at 1 o'clock or 1:15. Mm-hmm. That's how committed or consistent. That's what the people are looking for. Hey, we need to take a break. It's time to get to the Memory Cafe. That's how we're perceiving it. Like, okay. So, yeah, we're seeing some positive responses.
Well, you have a routine and a consistency there, too, yeah. that people suffering from memory issues really thrive under.
Yeah.
So good for that as well. If people want to learn more about the Senior Center, I know you got a Facebook page, right? Just search for Ypsilanti Senior Center on Facebook. We'll find you.
On Facebook, we also have a website.
Okay.
Which is the YpsilantiSeniorCenter.com.
Okay. And I see you have fundraisers and you have other activities.
All the time.
Okay. So I know our audience, again, I say this a lot, but I know our audience, there's people listening right now going, this sounds wonderful. How can I help? How can I participate? I've got students that might be interested in working at something
exactly.
like this. I might be interested in donating some time or some money. Website's a good place to find you and get in contact with you through that means.
Exactly.
And if you or a loved one might be suffering through some sort of memory-related issues, they can find you that through that path too, and find out more about the We Care Connect Memory Cafe.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, and this is something that's going to keep going, right?
Yes,
Right now we have a 3-year grant.
Okay,
and we haven't come to the end of the first year yet. So after that, we hope that we'll be able to find the funding to keep going with it, because it seems like it's a very necessary thing.
Yeah, and mentioned earlier, and I'm sure you're aware, our population demographics are changing. We're suddenly going to have the largest aged population, especially 55-plus, that we've had in our country's history, and they're going to have a much longer lifespan to look forward to and going to need much more activities and places to go and friends to make and people that – do you see people helping each other, too? I know it's 55-plus, so that's a pretty wide age range when you're considering calling it quote-unquote seniors.
We a lot of times have people that will carpool.
Oh, good.
Or somebody will say, my car broke down, I have to get home, and somebody will step up and help them out.
I want to know who the reigning Euchre champion is, too. So can us Young Bucks come in and challenge the Euchre champs?
They would enjoy it.
All right.
They would enjoy it, yes. They're playing right now.
Okay. Monica and Shonda, thank you so much for being here today. Thanks for being part of the Senior Center. Thanks for giving that service to our community. And thanks for letting us know about this. I think this is one of those things that should not be flying under the radar. We're gonna expose this well-hidden secret and let everybody know about the Ypsilanti Senior Center. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Patrick and
Sarah. Sarah, so much thanks to you for bringing this to us. This was an interesting piece.
Yeah, I just wanted to add two things real quick. First is that Shonda is not joking around about the hugs. I came in for a handshake and she grabbed me and said, we hug here. So, and then the other one is just they talked about a little bit about with the cruise, but it's not, you know, just it's not just about the resources, and it's not just about helping people through dementia, but it's really about laughing, singing, doing arts, doing relaxation exercises. They have about the middle hour of the program is just fun.
Well, I like to have fun. All right. Well, that sounds great. Sarah, do you know what you're working on for next week?
I do. I'm going to be I've done one shorter news story about the Peninsular Dam issue in Ypsilanti, which is really controversial right now, and I'm digging down a little deeper in next week's edition.
Well, we look forward to talking to you about that, because there are a lot of people on literally every side of that issue. There aren't even just two.
Right.
And talking about, as a community, what we want to do with that property moving forward. So join us next week. We'll explore this more on the Ground Ypsi on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.